Let's begin. Today's daf is Nun Aleph. We're in some very difficult territory, Ms. Parak. And not at all, we need your help. And the Gemara have been understanding the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel had said that Ein get achar get, Ein maimer achar maimer. If you give a get to one of the Yevamos, and then you give it to the other one doesn't make a difference. Meaning, you want to give the get to the first one, so she's viewed as your grusha, and you are also to marry any of her relatives. And if you go ahead and give a get to the second Yivama, it will be ineffective. A woman would still be mutter to marry that second Yivama's relatives. Because Ein get achar get, same thing holds true for Ein maimer achar maimer. And the Gemara had went back and forth what the reason was. And the Gemara said, the last thing we saw was that there was a safek. He wasn't sure how it worked. Was a get good or not good? If it was good, so then it worked for the first woman, and then there's no zik anywhere even for the second woman. And if it didn't work for the first woman, so it wouldn't work for the second woman either, and nothing was done. So either way, same thing for Mimer. If Mimer completely works, it won't work for the second one. If it doesn't work, it certainly won't work for the second one either. That was the suffix he had. And that's and either way, no matter how you sliced it, though, it would come out that the second woman, the get or Mimer, wouldn't work for the second woman. So now the Gemara asks a question around six lines down, Eisive. Eisive Abaye. Abaye asks Rava. Rava was the one who gave the first pshat. Abaye challenges Rava with the following brisa. Moda Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel agrees, though, in the following scenarios, and just pay attention carefully. They're different scenarios, and they're not complex, but sheyesh get achar maimer. There is a get, however, after maimer was done. So if you gave maimer to the first one, and you gave get to the second one, there the get would be effective. And also, he's moda maimer achar get. If you gave get to the first one and then gave maimer to the second one, that maimer, the second one, would actually work. And then there's a get achar bi'u maimer. So this first a maimer was given to one, then bi'u was done to the other one, and then there's a third part, a third yivama, a get was given.
How do you know that this is the case? And maybe there was the bia to the first one and then get to the second one.
No, because if there's bi'u to the first one, then everything will be done. Because then there's yibum. Nothing to talk about. Has to be the first case was maimer to the first one, bi'u to the second one, and then a get to the third one. And, or the fourth scenario is a maimer acher bi'u of a get, whereby there's get was given to the first one, bi'u was to the second one, and then maimer was to the third one. So here, in the last two cases, the bi'u was in the center. That's the key. Now, on this braisa, where Rabbi Gamliel agrees in these four scenarios, if he really was unsure whether get is effective in the beginning or not, and whether mimer is effective in the beginning or not, so the following should come out. Teve kibia dilichachila v'tikne deha tanan habila bizman shibitchila ein achareklum. What does that mean? So what should happen is that why is that? Let's talk about the case of Mimer bia get, right? Mimer bia get. So if we're assuming that mimer works, and what we said was, by the way, Rambam says mimer bia get, the get is going to pass the third woman. The question is, why should the third
is it
get
the third woman or two women?
third, three women?
So all cases of three women?
No, right now there's three women.
Oh.
So now again, the first one was bia. Then there, sorry, first there's mimer, then there's bia, then there's get. And the Brisa tells us, in a third woman who receives the get, she and all her relatives become pasul to this yavam. The question is why. If the first mimer is completely good, so then the second bia that was done to the it was nothing. Nothing was done. And then the get was also pointless. If the first mimer that was done is worthless, that means the second bia was a yibum. And then that completes everything. And then the get shouldn't be good either. No matter what, the final get should not pasul. It should be meaningless. And same too, if it's a get first, a get bia mimer. Also, the last mimer shouldn't be effective, either because the bia was because the without going through the whole thing. But that's the question that Abaye asks to Rava. So he answers. Therefore, Amar Abaye, he gives a different pshat to Rabbi Gamliel. Li'olam pshitalei li'Rabbi Gamliel beget didachi u'mimer dekani. It's pasul to Rabbi Gamliel that get is Bidoche, it ends the relationship, and Mimer completes the relationship. Exactly, that's a very important line. So what happens is, I think the Meiri explains as follows, that we're breaking up the Zika into two parts now. two components. Every one of the Yivamos has a Zika that has two components. So if you give the get to her, it severs the one chelek of her, but there still remains the other chelek. There's a second chelek. But the get is only able to sever, there's a get chelek and there's a maimer chelek. So the get ends the get chelek, but there's still that other chelek that exists. And if only maimer was done, it could grab onto the maimer chelek of things, but the other chelek still exists. There are two components that are working here. So what happens is that, so umihu, Gemara goes on to say, umihu amar rabban, the rabban explained, even though get really is docha completely, and maimer is kona completely, Chum came along and said, hoyuvama b'chad tzad mahani baget, u'b'chad tzad mahani ba maimer, like we just said, that get only helps to part of the Zika, and maimer only works for part of the Zika. So now we could go on to explain that. So get acher get lo dachi da dachi lekama. So why is it the Mishnah ain't get acher get? Because you already gave the get once, and what the get does, according to Rabbi Gamliel, is when you give the get to, it unties only part of it, but for all the women. So now let's say there are two yavamos. So giving get to one of them knocks off both parts of each yavam. That's called A and B. A is for the get, and B is for the mimer. So when you give get to one yavamos, it knocks off A of the first yavama and A of the second yavama. And if you give a get a second time, you can't do anything because A was already knocked off. And same thing that u'maimer acher maimer lo kani, you can't do a maimer acher maimer deha kani lekama because the first one already was kona maimer. So when you give maimer, it's kona part B of one, and it gets rid of part B of two. But there's still A that exists. So now we talk about A and B. Get acher maimer, u'maimer acher get though, hai milsa kadachi v'hai milsa kakani. But when you do get maimer get, then it works. Because when you give let's say get first, so get first knocks off part A of both. But then you do a maimer, there's still part B that exists that maimer is effective on. Or let's say you do maimer first, so maimer affects the B, but there's still the A that the get's able to affect. So that's Pshat and Rav Gamliel.
So you do not need it at all chalitza?
If you want to end everything, you're going to, let's say you give a maimer first.
It's included from A and B. So A and B you knock down with maimer and get. So now there's no connection.
If you do.
So there's no need to chalitza even?
No, because when you do maimer, let's say you do get first, you knock off the A's. But then you do maimer. So maimer, you hold on to the B part of things.
Question is, the tying is made out of A and B and not C even.
Say it again?
There's a big tie. And let's say we can untie it with three stages, A, B, and C.
Where do you get C from?
I'm asking.
Okay.
Is that tie is A and B?
No, I don't think so.
Only A, B, and C.
Right.
Which is the Yibum Uchalitza.
Right. So I think this gets back to what we discussed yesterday. I'm not even remembering how it works. But if you do Mimer with B, you're going to require a get and a Chalitza. Because there's still the Zika is still there. So you need Chalitza. But since you did a Mimer, you also require a get now. Okay. All right, not so bad. That's all according to Rabbi Gamliel. What about the opinion of Rabbanan? Rabbanan say, Kol chad v'chad takin le'Rabbanan. So remember, the Rabbanan held, Yesh get acher get, Yesh maimer acher maimer. So Rabbanan agree that there's these two components of A and B, as we're calling it. But when you do A, when you do give a get, let's say, to one of the Yivamos, while for Gamliel, it knocked off all the A's for all the Yivamos, Rabban say it only looks at each one individually. So although you gave get to one of them, it knocks off her A, it doesn't knock off the other woman's A. So you could still give a get to her, knock off that part A. And same thing with the mimer. If you do mimer to one, you could hold on to chelek B of the first one, but it doesn't get rid of the B of the other one. You could still do mimer to the other one. That's Rabban view it very individually, while Rabban Gamliel view it as more globally. Okay. So let's read that inside again. Rabbanon, kol chad v'chad takin le'Rabbanon, get u'maimer. Rabbanon, we're talking for each woman individually, a chelek of get and a chelek of maimer. B'yivama. Okay. Beautiful. So now we're going back to the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Above we said that Rabbi Gamliel was modin in a few cases, and the last two cases we said was maimer be a get or get be a maimer, where maimer, bia is in the center. Okay, bia being in the center. So in that scenario, says the Gemara, the high bia psula, this bia psula that we're talking about to Rav Gamliel that comes either after the maimer or the get, Adifa mimaimer v'griya mimaimer. It's better than mimer on one hand, but on the other hand, it's actually weaker than a mimer. Why? Adifa mimaimer, it's better than a mimer. Why? Dila mimaimer, mimer acher mimer lo mahani. According to Rav Gamliel, there is no mimer after mimer. But v'ila bia acher mimer mahani. But there is a bia after mimer. Bia after mimer does have significance, does work. So that's how Bia is greater than Mimer. But Griya mi Mimer, but Bia is also less than Mimer. Why? Dila Mimer achar get kani. When you do a Mimer after a get, so there Rabbi Gamliel says it completely is koner. L'chule shiro the get. Whatever the get left over, the get only knocked off A, the Mimer comes along and holds on to chelek B. However, ila biu v'ilu Bia achar get, but a Bia after the get, lo kanya le l'chule di shiro the get. A Bia after a get does not have the ability to be kona whatever the get left over. Does not have the ability to be kona the whole chelik B of things. Okay, a little confusing, but I think we made it through for the most part. The Gemara now says, Tanur Banan, quotes from the Braisa, Ketad Amar Rabbi Gamliel Ein Get Achar Get. What's the scenario whereby Rabbi Gamliel says there is no get after a get? So the Gemara presents it as follows. Shtei Yavamos, there are two women, Shenafla Lufnei Yavam Echad, that fall to one man, one brother-in-law. V'nasan get lezu v'get lezu, and he gives a get to each party. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, choleitz l'rishona v'asa b'krovaseh, he needs to give a duchalitza to the first one, and he's asering all her relatives. The second one, the ain't get achar get. The second one was completely meaningless and no need for anything, and mutter to marry her relatives. Chacham omrim nasan get lezuva get lezuv. You give to both parties. Aser bekrovos shtehem. There is get achar get, and therefore both of you as grushas, and you're also to marry relatives of both women. V'chalitza l'achas man, but it's enough to only have chalitza to one of them. That's enough to have chalitza to one of them, because once you've done chalitza, it gets rid of both zikas automatically. The same happens when you have two men, two brothers, and one woman. Right? So what happens is, so if one brother gives get to the Yivama, and the other brother gives the get to the Yivama, according to Rabbi Gamliel, nothing happens to the second brother. Bacham will think the second brother will be usher to her relatives. Ketad Amar Rabbi Gamliel Ein Mimer Acha Mimer. What's the case where there is no Mimer after Mimer, according to Rabbi Gamliel? Shtei Yavamos Shenaflu Lifnei Yavam Echad. Two women who fall to one brother-in-law. Vasa Mimer Bezu, Mimer Bezu, does Mimer to both women. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Nosen Get L'Rishona V'Cholitzla. You give a get to the first one, because since you did Mimer, you need not only a Chalitza, but you need a get. You do a get, give a get, and you do Chalitza. V'Asa B'Krovasa, and turn down your Asr to marry the first one's relatives. But umutah b'krovos shniya, for the second woman, the second mimer was completely ineffective, and mutah to marry her relatives. Chacham omrim, chacham come along and say, no sin get l'shtem, you need to get to both parties. The mimer was effective on both. V'asir b'krovos shtem, and you can't marry the relatives of either one. But the chalitza l'achas me'am, it's enough to just do chalitza to one, because once you do chalitza, it knocks off all the zikas from all of them. The same old shoe, if there are two brother-in-laws and just one wife, the same situation would come out.
But if chalitza is involved, so why not to do only chalitza and forget about gets and shmetz and
Right. So you're right, midiraisa, that's true, but we had all these gzeras yesterday we spoke about. So once you have a mimer, you have to do get, because mimer is already working in the world of kedushin.
But if you have mimer and you do chalitza,
you do mimer, you still need a get, midirabanan.
And if you do chalitza, so it doesn't hold?
Chalitza works midiraisa. Again, they're really not married anymore. There's no connection. There's no tie. But midirabanan, you require a get. Since you had a mimer there, and mimer's...
So, abanan added the stage.
Right. Okay. The Gemara now quotes from what we said above. Amar Mar, no sin get lezuva, get lezu. If you give a get to both parties, both women... Rabbi Gamliel Omer Cholech L'Rishona V'Asa B'Krovaseh. So only the first one is us. Only the first one needs chalitza. However, the Mutter B'Krovashniyah, the second one's Mutter, because he holds Ein Get L'Acher Get. So the Gemara says, Lema teheve tiyuvta dishmu. Maybe this statement should be a contradiction to Shmuel. Shmuel, who is only an Amora, is not allowed to argue in a Tana. What does Shmuel hold? The Amar Shmuel, Chalatz libalas haget lo niftarat sara. So let's say one gave a get to one of the women, and then you do chalita to that balas haget. That chalita does not sever the zika to the woman, the other woman, the co-wife.
This is first.
Sorry?
This is first time we hear such a thing.
You didn't see it quoted before? We saw it in Chav Zion, apparently.
Okay.
That's what the Masoros HaShas tells us. Right? Let's look at just Rashi in the bottom to clarify, just to make the question clear. You see Rashi, six lines up. Lema tevesh tiyufta de Shmuel. Perhaps it's no, six lines up from the bottom, upwards, yeah. Lema teve tiyufta de Shmuel, de Amar Shmuel chalos labal saget. He holds, if you give chalitza, first you gave a get. Rashi says, nafla lefanov shtei yivamos. So a man is presented with two yivamos at the same time. V'nosan get la'achas man, he gives a get to one of them. V'acharka chalos, then he does chalitza to her. Lo niftara tzrasa, the co-wife is not going to get free with the chalitza that was done to the first one. Why? Mishun deklisha zikasa, because the zika is weaker. V'lo alima chalitza lafkuye zika alimasa de tzarasa. Now, what happens is, chalitza is basically defined by what it's breaking. So what does that mean? So you have two wives. Going back to these charts now. Let's say Rachel and Leah. So Rachel's up here. Very appropriate for this week's parsha. So Rachel... So Reuven gives a get to Rachel. So that, let's say it was a solid line, that Zika, is now a dotted line, much weaker. Then he does Chalitza. Chalitza wipes out that dotted line. But since Chalitza was only knocking out a dotted line, it doesn't have the koach to knock out the solid line that still exists to Leah. Why, we just said, but it only works. Chalitza could only be as strong as what it's accomplishing at that moment. So for the moment, only knocking, since we already weakened the chalitza, the zika, from a solid line to a dotted line, if you will.
Chalitza is like Clorox, cleans everything.
No, that's the Gemara says not true. It only, whatever it's accomplishing, that's as strong as it is. So since right now, it's only a dotted line that's left, because he gave a get, chalitza is only knocking down a dotted line. It doesn't knock out a solid line at this very moment. Which is interesting, it seems to be a chiddush, that it's being defined by what the context is, as opposed to just being a Clark, like you just said, and being knocked out completely.
Yeah.
So that being the case, so we see that a get was given first and knocked it down to a dotted line. The chalitza works for her, but does not work for the co-wife. However, the Rashi continues and says...
So how do you get rid of the second wife? Another chalitza you're not allowed to do?
If you do, let's see. I'm not sure that I forget what Shmuel holds. Maybe you have to do another chalitza, maybe. And I don't remember. I don't remember. So then Rashi says, but here, came in Dama Rabbi Gamliel, ain't get after get. There's no get after get. Nimse Zika Shnia Shlema. So the Zika Shnia, the second one, is still there. Vikatani Choletz Vishona, and you do Chalitza to the first one. Vikash Yishmuel, and you don't need anything for the second one. By doing Chalitza to the first one, Mimela knocks off the Zika to the second one. Kasha to Shmuel.
What Shmuel says about the second one.
So let's see what at that point I don't remember what he holds.
Okay.
Let's see. It's not in my Gemara.
Ah.
So let's just see what the Gemara says. Amlucha Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ki Amri Ana, when I said my statement that the chalitza for the balas get does not work for the tzara, I said this Aliba demand Amar Yezika. According to the opinion that thinks there is Zika, so that doesn't work. But Rav Gamliel Savar Ein Zika, he holds there is no Zika. That's why Chalitza is very easily able to be pater the Tzara as well. Now we could say, when the Rav Gamliel Savar Ein Zika, from the very fact that now Rav Gamliel does not hold of Zika, we must be saying that Rabbanan Savri Yesh Zika. They must hold that there is Zika. The Katani Seifa, and the Seifa says what? The Chayna Ta Omer Bishnei Vamam Vivama Achas. The same holds true if there are two women, the Brisa said, and one man. And there's Zika. So now this is going to be a problem. Lema teve tiyufta de rabba bar ravhuna. Amarav. Dama rabba bar ravhuna. Amarav. Chalitza psula tzricha lachzer akol ha'achin. So what's the kasha here? Let's look at Rashi's. Rashi says, top line, we'll go through Rashi's, we're going to read a few Rashi's in a row now. Rabbanan tzavri yeshika, we're going to conclude from this that Rabban must hold that there's a zika. Lakshuyas, we're coming to build up a question, says Rashi. Kolomar, kasaka daitach, at this point we think, d'chihechid the pligi Rabbanan arabam gamliel, but get achar get, just like he holds that there is a get after get, he also argues on the fact that there's a Zika of Afagav de Musayu lo Shminola, even though they don't really talk about Zika, but that's what we're concluding from this at this stage at least. Vikatani, going along with the assumption that there is Zika according to Rabbanan, Vikatani Seifa, Vikhinata Omer B'Sheivamam, that Deim Nasnu Shem get, if both men, both brothers, give a get to the lone Yevama, Cholish La Echad Mehem, only one brother has to do Chalitza. Vafilu Rabbanan damer yeshika sagle b'hach, and even the Rabbanan who hold this zika, it's enough that one brother does it, it knocks off both brothers. Chalitza ruya dechav minayu. So even though they both gave a get, and they're both weak zikas right now, so if one brother does chalitza to her, that also undoes the zika from the other brother to her. So what's the kasha? Rashi says lema teve tiyuf devechule dehanami chalitza psula he shachar get ba. So this is basically a get psula. A chalitza psula is whenever the chalitza is not in its normal form. So since it was preceded by a get, and now chalitza is necessary, that's called a chalitza psula. And Rabba by Rav Huna held that a chalitza psula does not work for both brothers.
Say it again.
A chalitza psula, a chalitza kshera, is when it's a normal case, yavam yivama, nothing takes place, they do a chalitza, that's a chalitza kshera. If the chalitza was preceded by another maisa, like a get or something, so a get did something, it weakened the zika a little bit, and then you do a chalitza, that's called a chalitza psula. That's not the classic, that's not a typical chalitza. It's called a chalitza psula.
Psula not in regard it's not good, in regard that it's different.
Exactly, I think so. Because it is effective. It's kshera, it's just psula. So the klal is that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna holds whenever it comes to a chalitza psula, which means that again a chalitza after a get, you have to go back to all the brothers have to do their own chalitza psulas. Right. If there were just a chalitza kshera, one brother does it, the rest are all exempt. But a chalitza psula is not strong enough to go to all the brothers. Each brother has to do their own chalitza psula. But we just said above, according to the Rabbanan, that if there are two yevamim, two brothers, and one Yavama, two Yavamim and one Yavama, and the get was given first, and then one brother does a Chalitza Psula, that Chalitza Psula is enough to exempt even the other brother. You don't have to have the Chalitza Psula go on to all the brothers. So Gemara says, what's the response? So Amar L'Charaba by Rav Huna, Bein L'Rabban Gamliel, Bein L'Rabbanan Savri in Zika. You're incorrect. They both hold that there is no Zika. Okay, so what's the machlokas? V'hacha beget achar get u'maymer achar maymer kamiflagi. They're arguing about whether or not there is a get after a get or a maymer after maymer. So,
so still back to the first question. Get achar get and maymer achar
maymer. Exactly. That's what the whole discussion. Nothing to do with Zika, and therefore there are no questions. Amar mar. The Bryce had said above, Osa Maimer Bazu, Maimer Bazu. If you did Maimer to both women, take case of one Yavam and Shte Yavamos, you do Maimer, the one brother does Yavam, a Maimer to each woman. So in this Brisa, Rabbi Gamliel, Omer, Nosin Get, Larishona Vecholichla, you have to give a get to the first one and do Chalitza to her. Vasa Bekrovosa, and you're also to marry any of her relatives. However, Mutta Bekrovoshnia, but the second wife was really that Maimer was nothing and Tamota to marry her relatives. So Michti, let's analyze this for a moment. Kesavar, the Gemara holds Rabban Gamliel, Ein Maimer Achar Maimer. He holds there is no Maimer Achar Maimer. Rishona Nami Tisyabim. So why do we say that he has to do Chalitza and do a get? Why not allow him to do Miyabim? In general case, a Yavam and Yavama, and the Yavam does Maimer, then he solidifies it and is able to do Yibim. Why is that option not entertained here? Why do we not say, let him be do Yibam? Why are we saying, dafka do chalitza and get? So the Gemara says that, gzeira dilma asali vume lishnia. What's going to happen is, since he gave a mimer each of the Vamos. So that ruined it. By giving the second one, even though the second one was completely ineffective, but it gives the appearance that, oh, you could do a Yibum after Maimer to the first one, which is Mikir Din permitted, it might lead them to doing a Yibum after the Maimer to the second one, which is going to be Usr, because it's already attached to Maimer to the first one. And that was a concern. So once you gave the Maimer to the second one, even though it seems like nothing was done and nothing actually was done, it cates as Gzeira, that it does not allow you, it precludes you from being able to do Yibum to the first one.
So it doesn't do nothing, and it does do something.
Exactly. Okay, then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan says the following. I think we have this type of statement of Rabbi Yochanan in a few places of Shas. He says as follows. Rabbi Gamliel, Ubei Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Uben Azai, Rabbi Nehemiah, Kulu, all five of them, Svirlu, all hold, Maimer, Kone, Kinyan, Gamar. They all hold this. Rabbi Yochanan, I think, does. He gathers together various opinions and how it groups them as one. So they all hold that Maimer is Kone, a Kinyan, Gamar, a complete transaction. Now, this is only on a Dirabanan level. So let's see where we find all five. First, we're going to go to Rabbi Gamliel. Haldarman, we already said Rabbi Gamliel, how we know it's a Kinyan Gamar. That was the fact that he says, Ein Maimer Acher Maimer, because the first Maimer was a complete Kinyan. That's why the second Maimer was ineffective. So just look at Rashi for a moment. What does it mean, Kinyan Gamar? It's around six, seven narrow lines down. Down from the top, right. Seven narrow lines down, though. See that, Kinyan Gamar? He says...
What is the last word?
The first word is Zika. The last word is Mamash.
Yeah.
Kinyan Gamar. Lo Gamar Mamash doesn't really mean a complete Kinyan, like it sounds. Ela Kinyan Chashev. It's a considerable Kinyan. Because we even said before that, according to Rabbi Gamliel, it wasn't a Kinyan Gamar. It was a partial Kinyan. So it means it's a Kinyan Chashev. It works to whatever extent it's able to. So next Rashi says, Haldamran, where did we see that Rabbi Gamliel held that it is a good Kinyan? Ein Maimer Acha Maimer. The very fact that there's no Maimer after preceding Maimer is because Alma Chashev Kama Lip Mikne Kol Kach Maimer. The first one had the ability to be Kona. The whole, whatever Maimer was able to be Kona, it was effective. That's how we see Rabbi Gamliel. Then the Gemara says, what about, how do we see that Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai Ditzan, there's a Mishnah that tells us, Shlosha Achim, three brothers. Shnai mehem, two of the brothers, nisuin l'shtei achayos, are married to two sisters. Ve'echa mufna, and one brother is single. Meis echa mibali achayos, one of the brothers who married a sister died. So let's say Reuven died, who's married to one of the sisters. So meis echa mibali achayos. Va'asa ba mufna maimer. Now the single brother, Levi, goes ahead and does a maimer to Reuven's widow. Va'acharkach meis achiv hasheni. Now Shimon dies. So Shimon dies now. So he has two Zikas, right? He's from both brothers, Reuven and Shimon, but he did Maimer to Reuven's already. What's Yilacha? Beishami Omrim, Ishto Imo, Valzu Teta Mishum Achos Isha. No, his wife is with him. I mean, the very fact that he did Maimer to Reuven's wife, that's a complete Kinyan. And the fact that Shimon died later on and his wife is now a sister of his current wife, that's Achos Isha. Ishto, and therefore Shimon's wife is a complete asatim, and she's knocked out without requiring any chalitza. So we see from here that Beis Shammai held that the Maimer done to Reuven's wife was a complete Kinyan Gamor, able to knock out Shimon's wife. Rabbi Shimon, how do we see Rabbi Shimon holds this way, that Maimer is a Kinyan Gamor? The Tani, the Brice that teaches us, this is a Brice that appears also later on in the Masechta, Amalu Rabbi Shimon Lechachamim, Im Bias Rishon Bia Shnia Eina Bia. If the first beer was effective, the second one's not. I'm not sure the context yet. In Bias Rishon Eina Bia, Bias Shnia Eina Bia. So what's going on here? So look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Amar Lehen Rabbi Shimon. In the Kamen Beperek HaIsha Rabba, later on we're going to see that a Benteisha Shonu V'Yom Echad, a boy who's 9 years old, Haba Yivamto, who is Ba on his sister-in-law, the Yivama, V'Chazer U'Ba Achav Benteisha Shonu, and then another brother who's of the age of 9, V'Yom Echad, Olea, P'sula Al Yado, so she becomes Pasul through him. The bias ben teisha sharnam, the bia of a 9-year-old, kemaimer shavir banan. Even though the chacham made it the same status as a maimer, V'havile maimer acher maimer. It's one maimer after another maimer. U'mekudeshes af l'sheni, and it will work even for the second brother. U'pas la'af al-rishon, and disqualify her to the first one. K'rabbanan d'amar yesh maimer acher maimer, Rabbi Shimon omer lo pasla. So according to Rabbanan, he thinks, Rabbanan who hold that there is maimer acher maimer, so each one has disqualified her. But Rabbi Shimon holds that it doesn't passle. The second one does not passle her because the first one was a complete kinnin. And the second one was ineffective because there's ready as a kinnin for the mimer. So let's read that inside again now. Rabbi Shimon Ditanya. Amar Lahu Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon responds back to them. The Chachamim. In Bias Rishon Bia, if the first one, the first 9-year-old was a good Bia, Bia Sheni Ain a Bia, then the second one was completely ineffective. How is that going to passle her? In Bias Rishon Ain a Bia, and the first one wasn't good at all, so then Bias Sheni Ain a Bia, and then the second one's not good either. So either way, according to the Chachamim, it's not going, the second one shouldn't disqualify. V'ha Bias Ben Teisha Kidmaimer Shavir Rabbanon. But we see, and we know, apparently, that Bia of a 9-year-old is viewed as a Mimer according to the Rabbanon. The Kamar Rabbi Shimon ain't a Bia, and he holds that the second one is in a Bia because the first Bia was considered an effective Mimer. And that's how we see this one's a little bit more roundabout, but that's how we see that Rabbi Shimon holds that Mimer is Kikin and Gamur. Then how do we see that Rabbi Nechemya holds this way? The Tanya, Rabbi Nechemya holds, the Tanan rather, the Mishnah tells us. Sorry, I skipped one. I skipped one. You're right, I did. I'm sorry. Ben Azai, the Tanya. Ben Azai Omer, Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer. He holds that there is Maimer after Maimer. Bishnei Yivamam V'Yivama Achas. When there are two brothers and one wife. However, Ein Maimer Acha Maimer Bishnei Yivamos V'Yivama Achas. But there is none when there are two Yivamos and one Yavam. Let's see the reasoning of all this. You look at Rashi, the last narrow line, Yesh Maimer, he explains, Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer Bishnei Yivamam V'Yivama Achas. There is Maimer after Maimer when dealing with two brothers and one wife. Why? The Chol Chad V'Chad Tekinu L'Rabbanan Maimer Ba Chamim instituted for each brother the opportunity of doing Maimer. So each one is able to do a Maimer. But in the case of Ein Maimer Acher Maimer Bishnei Yivamos V'Yivama Achas, if there's one brother and two wives, then there is no second Maimer. Why? The Chol Koach Shetiknu Chachamim B'Maimer Kana B'Maimer Rishon Lashon Mori. Any Koach of Chachamim was established already by the first Mimer.
Who is Lashon Mori?
That was who he heard from his Rebbe. Rashi, he heard from his Rebbe.
Who is his Rebbe?
I don't know. So it seems that from these readings of Rashi, that Mimer was given to the brothers. Each brother had the ability to do that. So once a brother does Mimer to one of the Yivamos, he's not able to do Mimer to the second one because the first one was a Kinyan Gamor. And this is how we see that according to Ben Azai, he also holds of there being a Mimer is Kinyan Gamor. And then finally, we have the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya holds the Tanan. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Achas Be'il of Achas Chalitza, Bein Betchil, Bein Be'emsa, Bein Besof, Ein Acharei Klum. So he holds that Bia, and whether it's Bia or Chalitza, Yibum or Chalitza, whether it's in the beginning, whether it's in the middle, whether it's at the end, regardless when it happens, they're going to be completely effective and nothing else is necessary afterwards. But Bahab Bia Psula, the Kamama Shavir Rabbanon, the Ketani Ein Acharei Klum. So Bia Psula, what's a Bia Psula? If a Bia Psula was preceded by a get, let's say. Right, that's a Bia Psula. If, let's say, a person gave a get to the Avama first, and then afterwards, then there's a Bia, that's called a Bia Psula. Not that it's disqualified, but the fact that something was done, but it wasn't the ideal way to do it. So if there's get and then a Bia, so why does he not need anything afterwards? So he says, apparently, the Bia Psula is viewed as a Mimer. It's the same thing as a Mimer, according to the Chachamim. And after the Bia Psula was done, there's no need for anything afterwards. So we see that just like Bia Psula, nothing's needed afterwards, so to Mimer, nothing's needed afterwards. Namely, that Mimer is a Kinyan Gamor. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here. I think this is the quickest we ever did a daf. That was...